Devotion 2. God chose to save His people before the world was created. Christmas time is often a time of great planning to get everything ready. Christmas trees are put up and decorated. Indoor and outdoor Christmas decorations are put into place. Christmas parties are planned and celebrated. Special church services are scheduled and rehearsed. We put a lot of planning into Christmas time. So did God. The birth of Jesus Christ did not happen by chance. The circumstances were not coincidental. God arranged for everything. God's prophets even foretold of Jesus' birth many hundreds of years before Jesus was born. But that is not all that God has planned. God has planned from before the beginning of the world to offer you and me salvation. Listen as we hear God's word from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, the English Standard Version. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. Here ends the Bible reading. This Bible passage is really quite remarkable. St. Paul wrote the Christians who lived in and around the city of Ephesus this comforting message: God chose us in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. Nothing is left to chance with God. Nothing is chaotic with God. Nothing takes God by surprise. God has planned our salvation. Before the foundation of the world, God knew that in Jesus Christ, His people would one day be holy and blameless, without sin. The story of Adam and Eve shows how chaos and problems have come into the world. God told Adam and Eve the terrible consequences of sin. Eve would have increased pain and complications in childbirth. Her relationship with her husband would be in disharmony. Adam would face troubles in his labors. Weeds and problems would bring pain to his labors. Finally, physical death would overcome both Adam and Eve. These troubles in life came from the influence of sin. Adam and Eve suffered consequences of chaos and suffering because of their sinful condition, and so do we. But with God, nothing is left to chance. With God, nothing is left to chaos. With God, there is nothing unknown. God has planned for His people to stand before Him blameless and holy. From before the creation of the world, He has planned this. This is why St. Paul could say in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Perhaps your life today seems a bit chaotic. Perhaps your plans have gone awry. Perhaps you wonder if all your Christmas plans will actually work out. Dear friend, trust in God. He planned out our salvation through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. God will not let you down, but can and will forgive sin in your life and bring the comfort and guidance of His Holy Spirit. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for planning out the birth of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You for planning out my salvation even before You created the world. Grant me faith to believe in this good news and trust in You. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.